And
boom.
Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Boom.
Hey, guys.
Just stop it, okay? This week we will go through the usual format.
No comment?
What's so funny?
No comment.
Tell me what's so funny.
You.
Nothing. You particular.
Okay, fine.
I'm Nick. I'm back again. Your lovable tramp.
Somebody's not here, so...
Yeah, Joel's not here again.
I'm Dave. Level 66. Hey,
Dave.
3 bars from 67.
Oh, I dinged 64. And
with 601 gold.
Shut up. I don't even have my epic mount.
Yeah, well, you haven't even bought your fly mount yet, Dave.
Oh, well, that's 500 gold.
Oh, burn. Burn.
Shut up, dude.
Burn.
Seriously.
Yeah, so I'm, like, even with you.
Yeah, so I'm, like, a level behind you.
Yeah, it's because you're elite Haxor.
Yep, that's me.
That's what everybody knows.
It's because you're mage.
Oh.
Yep, and everyone knows mages own.
No, they suck.
No,
except against warlocks
and
almost any other type of caster.
And hunters.
Yeah. I can beat warriors and rogues upside the head, but other than that...
I can beat your mom's rogue.
And even good rogues can kick my butt.
Man, intimidate. Boom. You're stunned. Boom, 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 boom. You're dead.
So
introduction was...
Intimidate, okay. Ice block, blink, sheep. Cross
sheep. Yeah, sheep, my pet. Yeah, good luck. Intimidate stuns you for 3 seconds.
Sheeping your pet is the only thing that gives a mage a chance against a hunter.
Yeah, well,
sheep the pet,
I'll still kill you.
Sheep the pet,
dude,
blink within
range. By the time
range.
You sheep the pet, I'll hit you with, by like, 5 different things of a bow shot.
Yeah, exactly. That's why hunters are overpowered.
That's why...
Dude,
oh,
they're not
yeah.
overpowered.
Hunters are overpowered.
Mages are overpowered, dude.
Okay, we gotta start
not.
Talking about World of Warcraft.
You guys introduced yourselves with World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, real nice.
We're obsessed with this game.
Anyways, you guys want to start off with the 5-second question then?
Sure. Ask me.
Sure.
We'll go with the 5-second question.
Because I have no clue what it is. We don't know what it is this time. It's scary.
Well, that's the whole point of the 5-second question. I realized that.
Okay,
so
let's
go
for it.
You guys already knew your answers right away.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, let's see. The 5-second question this week is, what PC shooter are you most looking forward to? And I have to say Unreal Tournament 3. Go with Nick.
Oh my god, crap.
Call of Duty 3.
Dave?
I'm going to have to say Unreal Tournament 3, just because I don't know any other ones.
Okay.
My car.
Mike?
Team Fortress 3. 2, I mean, Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
You're dumb.
Okay.
Dude, I used to play it all the time.
That's great. Okay. Is
yep.
That is that it?
Yeah, there's only 4 of us today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you want to go on to what have you been playing. So,
So particular, what have you been playing this week?
What I have been playing this week, I've been playing more Resistance Online.
Resistance?
I got to level 12 in World of Warcraft.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I think you are flying up those levels so fast, dude. You're going to be 60, like, in a couple years.
Yeah, man.
When no one plays WoW, he's like, I ding 60. They're like, level cap is 100 now, you noob.
Ding 60. Yeah. And probably after that, someone's going to be like, ding 100. He's going to be like, damn.
And you. Everybody will be higher than me anyways.
Yeah, I think you should play more. Right, might as well play.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting better at Resistance Online. I keep.
Yeah, that's because you go into the.
But is that World of Warcraft?
No.
Dude, you go into the
no,
gay servers with a one-shot kill. What fun is that? Play ranked games.
Pratik, why do you go to gay servers? Is there something you want to tell us?
No. Just so you know, Manchester is not a gay place.
Manchester.
It is, because you go to it with your little
Manchester.
Rifle gay shotgun-ness and shoot one-shot kills. It's gay.
I do ranked play also.
Yeah, but you're not as good at it because you can't one-shot kill someone.
Which
well,
oh! That's
burn.
Our go. Sit down.
Baby.
What else have you been playing?
You don't like that? I also been playing some Vice City Stories, even though I beat it. It's fun driving around shooting stuff after you beat it. And
yeah, just like the old GTA.
Yeah, and you get to use the cheat.
Gower, stop burping.
That was me, dude.
Oh, it sounded like Gower.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm drinking Mountain Dew, so it's kind of hard not to burp.
Okay, so we'll go with Dave then. Dave, what have you been playing?
What? Whoa, wait.
I have
been going. Dude, you know what? I'm leaving.
Bye.
I'm leaving.
Oh,
no, I'm serious. I'm leaving.
Okay, see ya.
You can't leave, Nick. Why do you want to leave?
I just
left. Okay, anyway, I have been playing.
Yeah, come on,
okay,
continue.
Well, I have been playing, let's see, Supreme. Oh, he left.
He wasn't kidding, he'd leave. Okay, whatever.
Okay, well,
I've stop.
What now?
Nothing, just keep talking.
I've been playing Supreme Commander, the demo. It's a real-time strategy game that came out a couple weeks ago. It's pretty good. I usually don't
I'm
like
currently downloading the demo.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Is it a good demo, or...?
Yeah, it's pretty good. They give you access to quite a bit of stuff, so...
Good.
Just no online multiplayer.
I like demos. They give you a lot of stuff. Kind of like the Gran Turismo demo. They had, like, 20 cars or something.
Yeah, but it was just time trials. Just run, race around the same track.
Okay. I'm probably going to add Nick back in now. See if he's coming back.
What a retard.
He actually left.
Don't go out of order.
Okay, well, it's your turn now. I'm going to go toss out my Mountain Dew can. I'll be
well,
right back.
You know what? I'm not speaking.
Okay, that's cool. So, anyways.
Gary's up.
You liar.
He left again.
Dude,
yeah.
What? Dude, stop. Oh, my God. Just pause it for a second or something. We can reason with him.
I don't want to pause. This is funny. It actually might give some entertainment to our show.
Is he actually leaving the, like, chat?
You know, yeah, he actually left the Skype chat.
What? A retard.
Yeah, just continue. He'll come back on soon. Come on. Keep on going. Oh, are you typing him a message or something? Probably have to add him back in the chat. Anyways, I guess we'll just continue on.
Yeah, so what's next?
I know you.
Okay, what's next?
What's next? Come on.
Still
just
mad at you.
Oh, wow. He left again. Making this hard. I have to edit all this out.
Just pause it.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll keep on going now. Mike, you want to continue?
What were we talking about?
You were talking about what have you been playing this week.
Okay, I have been playing, of course, World of Warcraft, but I also have been
I forgot to mention that, too.
Yeah, and I've also been playing some Warcraft 3, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about later, just simply because I don't know why.
Well then.
Just because you don't know why?
Yeah. I don't know, it's just kind of like, I kind of feel like playing an RTS. And so I played one. Oh my god, run.
Okay. So, I guess we can, are we going to move on to the topic of the week?
I suppose so, since Nick's, there's Nick.
Yeah, I'm trying to add him back in. I hope he's not being weird again.
Hello, Nick. Alice.
Oh, real nice, not talking.
Yeah, what a baby.
Whatever. We'll move on. Topic of the week this week is, are shooters more popular on consoles or PC?
Do you
even have to ask that?
Suck.
Well, you know,
it's not that big of a deal, dude.
Well, you know, God, he left again.
Okay, dude, don't invite him back. He's being an idiot.
Well, anyways, just so you guys know, Nick is special.
Yep.
In his own special way.
Yep, in his own special way.
Muy especial.
Yep.
For all you Spanish-speaking people out there.
Yeah, don't speak Spanish.
Anyways,
dude, why do I have a Camp Anger key still? What the hell? Okay, never mind.
Fine. We just go then. Okay, so shooters, they're more popular. Some are more popular on 360 because, I guess, special installed base, because most 360 owners are first-person shooter fans, while PC gamers have a bunch of choice in games.
Yeah, that's true. And plus you can really, like, do more with the PC.
Yeah, just all around you can do more.
Yeah, you can do more, but still, like...
The PC is better. Deal with it.
And there is a more variety of game.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. You can get different types of shooters. Like an RTS shooter. Like Super
you can Commander. Upgrade. You can upgrade your computer. You don't have to buy a whole new one. Like
some people like the fact that you don't have to upgrade your consoles. And
that's true, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I like,
you know what? I'm not upgrading my computer until I need DirectX 10. So
yeah, that's the only time I'm going to upgrade to.
Anyway.
Yep,
like,
so how about the Bears?
How about the Bears?
Them, yeah, that's his catch. Awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
About them Bears.
That's what you use to break the silence?
Yep. How about them Bears?
Okay, yeah. Anyways, this is pretty weird without Nick. So I'll try him one more time.
Dude, just pause the show, okay? We can't do it.
No.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it. It just won't be... Okay, here. I'm not going to pause it. You have no idea how funny this is. This must be for
dude,
other
people.
Dude,
it's like awkward silence. I'm bored.
Oh.
Because...
I'm trying again to get him back. Nick, are you happy now?
No.
Why not?
We'll let you go first in the reviews.
I don't even care.
Well,
I don't know
why
so
are
mad
you being such
I,
a
I don't know. I don't know why I'm so mad right now. Just damn.
Oh my
dude,
God.
No, don't take it out on us.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just mad.
I'm gonna steal all of Scott Johnson's lines. You dingleberry.
I'm just mad right now.
You missed. You missed most of the topic of the week.
Cool.
Fine,
yeah.
You can add your final.
No, that's cool. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so mad right now. I just am.
What? Are you serious? You're mad right now. You're not mad.
Yeah. I just. It's not even about anything like this. I don't know. I'm just mad in general.
Okay. Fine.
Freak.
Any closing thoughts on
I'm
the
just
topic
kidding.
Of the week?
Yeah.
What?
PC shooters are good.
Yep. I concur.
Okay.
You what now?
That's right. I concur.
You
it's
what
a big
now?
Fancy word for I agree. Just in
so
yeah,
guys,
in case you didn't comprehend that, Coward.
So
yeah.
You guys believe that the 9.28 million 360 owners are wrong?
Yes.
Dude, it's
just
360
Gears
of War. is not all for one game, dude, okay?
Well, most of the games are shooters. I mean,
yeah,
no?
But they still get, no, they're
there's
not.
There's Oblivion. There's
what you find like 10
there's
games.
Saints
that are not.
There's Saints Row. There's
most of them are shooters. Okay.
At 2007.
No, they're not. Where do you get your freaking statistics? You just
from
made that
all
up.
The games out there.
Yeah, just because there's 9.28 million 360 owners, how the heck? I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's pointless information. There.
Guess how many
so
PC
yeah,
owners
so.
There are.
Well,
yeah, exactly. So
billions.
Fine, we'll just go with that.
Billions.
We'll move on.
I don't know about billions.
Like, no,
I'm sure there's 1 billion.
Yeah, at least
kidding
a billion,
me?
Maybe.
Freaking
two.
Go to Japan.
I know. Everybody has a PC here, there, and here. A lot of people have PCs.
And
even,
Korea
even
here.
Even people in India have PCs. God.
I know. Oh, they
do
got
you?
Tons of
yeah.
Dell station.
Because
yeah,
they
all
steal our jobs.
Yeah, there's that, too. Okay,
you freaking Indians, I hate you.
We'll move on to, well, maybe if you guys work for less money.
Jeez, holy crap. Yeah, and be poor like you.
We're not.
Oh, dude, that was a snappage.
Well, he has more money than me.
You guys gotta work. You gotta work harder. Otherwise, everybody else will start catching up and then beating you.
We have no need to work harder. We're American.
Good point.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
American.
Dude, seriously.
Anyways, fine, we'll move on to
Bells
reviews.
Were better than you. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that much of a douche.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, fine. Our first game will preview.
Jeez, I think we're a little bit heavy on the PlayStation here.
Yeah, we really are.
Yeah,
well, that's because he's a Sony fanboy.
Last week we had no PlayStation games.
Okay, for the record, everyone. For record. Geek's the only Sony fanboy here.
Yeah,
oh, crap. Dying. Okay, good.
Well, fine. How many Nintendo fanboys do we got on the show?
I don't know. I'm not really a true one, because I'm not...
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
don't
dude,
even lie.
I want a 360.
So? But you're still a fanboy. You slept over for the Wii.
That's true. Slept out.
Yeah. Okay, I am not a fanboy. I did not own a GameCube, and the only reason I have a Wii right now, really, is because of Gower.
Yep. Basically, gave him one.
He basically gave me
his
reserve.
Oh, my God!
Which will probably piss a couple people off, but haha.
What did Gower give you?
He had a reserve that he didn't...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he wasn't going to get it the first day, so he went and slept over. And I saw him in line. Gower, what number in line were you?
9.
Oh, jeez, I was like 49.
Didn't they have, like,
how many did they have?
Well, you both got Wiis on the same day, so...
Yeah,
that's
because
he's not hardcore.
Yeah, I waited.
Yeah, because I went up there at 6. 6:30, actually.
In the morning, and the store opened at, what, like 8?
Yeah, I think so.
You
right,
see,
Gower?
I waited, like, a week till the second shipment.
At home?
That was so much fun waiting in line, though. So worth it.
Probably was, dude. I kind of wish I would have, but I was too lazy.
Yeah, you really are.
I am, dude. I've been meaning to apply to another Best Buy for, like, 2 days now.
Huh, that's great. Now, moving along.
Fine, we'll go to previews. First game we'll be previewing is Metal Gear Solid 4 for the PS3.
Oh, my God.
And PS3 only, so...
Well, Pratik, it looks like I'm going to have to be spending more money. Pratik.
What?
Before I forget, when's MotorStorm coming out?
Next Tuesday, 1 week.
Next Tuesday?
Unless they change the date, like, today.
Okay. Well, let's hope I get work off, because I think schedule's already printed. As long as I don't work at 3, I'm good. Anyways, sorry.
Okay.
I digress. Cool.
Fine, we'll go on with these preview of the game. It's a highly anticipated game, if you guys didn't know.
Didn't have a clue.
It's what...
Would I never guessed it.
It's what some people use to justify buying a PS3.
Which, I really don't...
What
think
about freaking MotorStorm?
MotorStorm, some people use that to justify buying a PS3, you know?
That's why I justify buying
people
a PS3.
In Japan are really pissed off, because it sucked in Japan.
Oh, yeah, it's because we got
there's no online capability. If you don't have online, it's not even worth buying that damn thing.
Well, at least we waited 2 months, 3 months, and we got a better game.
Yeah. Well,
dude, you know how
at least we
pissed
were
off
Indian,
I'd
right?
be if I was in Europe?
Oh,
right
sorry.
In Europe.
Who dropped?
Somebody dropped. Okay.
Gower did.
No, dude, in Europe, they are getting the shaft with the PS3.
Gower frickin' dropped again.
Well, of course they're getting the shaft with it. Well, at least they're gonna have a better launch release. Like,
ooh, what, Europe is?
Yeah,
like
Europe,
better
dude.
Launch games.
Yeah, probably.
They are pretty much screwed. I'm sorry, but... I mean, you know how the current PS3 really has kind of crappy backwards compatibility?
It works fine with all my PS1 and PS2 games that I tried so far.
I'm saying compared to other systems?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Europe is going to have worse.
They're trying to save money.
Yeah, dude, they literally are going to save, like, less than, like, $70 per unit.
Well, they're losing, like, 300-something units.
Who is? PS3? Every time they sell one, right?
Yeah, they cost like $800 to make. And
so they're therefore they're losing $200 because it's $600.
Yeah, they're trying to save some costs.
No, dude, it's stupid.
Well, it's
where the heck is... What was
what?
That? My God, what
dropped.
The hell did you do?
Was it just me?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You're
the one that dropped.
What the heck? Like, my whole internet just, like, crashed.
Oh.
You crashed the internet.
Good job. I'm like, God, power.
What, Dan?
Now remember, it's a series
of
tweets.
Yeah, that happened to my little brother, too. Down.
Remember, you better remember, it's a series of tubes, not a dump truck.
Wow, that was totally lost on Nick, I can tell.
What?
Nothing.
But whatever you said, just went right.
I said you're hot, Nick.
Well, what he knows that.
Dude, there's this guy at my work, his name's Mike. And I always call him Mikey, and like five times yesterday, I almost called him Mike Gower, and I'm like, shit, that's not who it is. Sorry, I digress.
So, you guys have any closing thoughts on Metal Gear?
I'll close your thoughts.
I probably won't buy it.
I don't have the patience for sneaking around games.
I know, and then you gotta be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna drop down my box.
Is that what you say while you're playing Metal Gear?
No.
Dude,
oh
yeah, I'm gonna drop down my box.
No,
yeah.
I say, oh yeah, I gotta drop down my box.
Dude, I love that damn box.
I love the little exclamation marks over their heads.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no.
Dude,
oh,
that
knows.
Must.
Okay. Anyways, it's coming out next fall.
BBQ chicken blocks.
Okay. Fine,
of course, that's probably questionable. I wouldn't even count on that.
I'd count on that next fall.
Dude, you didn't... Oh my god, like with the Metroid thing, you're just like, highly doubtful. But for this one, you're
yeah.
like, definitely.
Yeah.
They already delayed this. Metroid didn't delay yet. Like Mario, they delayed.
Dude, they delayed...
You know, okay, listen to me. Why the hell is Snake like 100 years old? I'm scared.
Because he ages faster because he's a clone.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, dude, I don't even know what the hell happened in any of the Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
But then again, I haven't really even played that many. I played like
I've
the first,
like, never
like,
played one.
Me and my friend, we
I played one
sit
for about 5
basement.
Minutes and then I got bored.
Dude,
for
we
me?
Played, no. It was another kid. I'll tell you guys after.
You have other friends than me?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Can you believe that? I'll tell you his name after the show or in Skype chat, but anyways, we were sitting in his basement. We used to sit there and play the Metal Gear Solid demo over
Do crack?
And over and over and over again.
That was after, Mike. That was after.
Oh, he
that
did
was like
crack
the first
after.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like the first one.
Okay, so you guys want to go on to the second preview?
Sure, why not?
Okay, we'll go on. The second preview is Prince of Persia Rival Swords for Wii and
PSA. Oh, man, I love Prince of Persia.
For Wii and what?
For Wii
and PSP.
And PSP.
That's kind of weird for giving it for the Wii and PSP. You think they'd do like Wii and DS or something?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying the PSP is bad. I'm just saying like.
Yeah, the
I don't know.
Kind of
well,
messed up.
They have a lot of those ports, like the Mortal Kombat game too and stuff.
Ah.
There's probably more on the way.
God, the stupid Skype chat thing is like. Okay, there we go. It cuts into my game.
Yeah,
that's
I
why
know,
you don't.
Dude.
Hey,
I'm
busy playing a game.
Okay. So, anyways, this game looks pretty fun.
Which one?
The Prince of Persia.
Oh, yes. Well, even though I haven't heard anything about it, yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, I'm just basing it on previous Prince of Persia games. I don't think anybody has ever tried it or anything. Even the screenshots are nice. Anyways, you guys want to guess which screenshot is from the PSP and which one's from the Wii?
I honestly don't care.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Wait a minute.
Dude, wait. I want to take a stab at this. All right.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
There's only one screenshot.
There's two,
you retard.
Yeah. Well, the second one is like a CG one.
Okay, the one on the left is the Wii.
The one on the left. Actually, that's the PSP one.
Dude, do you know how to spell coming?
How can you even tell?
You can't
even tell.
How do you spell coming, Pratik? How do you spell coming?
C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Yeah, sure.
No! Dude, no!
Oh my god.
Seriously, Pratik, do you know how to spell?
Bleep that out.
What?
Bleep it out.
Yeah, bleep out when you spell out the... Inappropriate version of coming.
Come on, you guys know it was funny.
Yeah, but we want to bleep. It'll be funny.
It'll be bleep. It'll be bleep and bleep. You know that bleep?
You'll hear like Gower's voice come in and it'll be like, oh, in that really weird voice that he does.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's got to be our bleep. We're making that our bleep. We're recording that later, and that's our bleep.
Fine,
yeah, that's
so
cool.
You can edit that in.
No, you can.
Yeah,
it's not
you
that
can.
Hard, dude.
I know it's not that hard, but it takes time.
Not really.
Come on, Pateek, you got nothing but time.
Dude, write down the approximate location of where we are right now, and we'll be good.
I'll worry about that next episode.
Oh, come on, Pateekle.
No. I don't wanna. Anyways, the Prince of Persia games coming out, I think it's this spring, actually. For both consoles, Wii and PSP, which is a weird combo.
Well, you know what? Dude, that is a really weird combo, but you'd think it'd be like PSP and PS3. But I loved the first Prince of Persia, so I'll probably have to buy this one.
Yeah, that was a pretty good game.
Dude, I gotta play the second and the third one. The first one, I had so much fun playing that.
Oh, I never beat it. I played it at your house for a while, but never really
dude,
beat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
game
cutscene.
Fun. The game is so awesome.
Okay, so we'll move on to reviews now. And so for reviews this week, I'll be reviewing GTA Vice City Stories, which I've been planning to do for a while.
Don't tell my review yet.
I know, I won't.
Yeah, I wonder what you're reviewing, my car.
Okay, anyways, in this game, it's 2 years before the original Vice City.
What the heck was the story on the original Vice City?
You're like a gangster, like an Italian mobster, I mean.
Oh. Okay.
Well, in this game, you're black.
You
like
racist.
African?
I thought it was like
a Spanish
drink. What do you want me... Well, you guys said the other guy was Italian. He was like, oh.
Well, yeah, he's Italian, but
I know,
you have to say African.
African what?
You see,
African American
is a race. Black is a color.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
I call myself brown.
He
yes,
could be Ethiopian.
Brown man.
Dude,
Pateek, I'm almost as brown as you.
Oh, dude. New nickname for Pateek, Brownie.
Sure. Don't care. Okay.
Well, it's nice to have Dave not playing a game because he's actually like saying stuff.
Hey, yeah. Hey, guess what? I am playing a game.
Dude, I have like this fungus on my
but
phone.
But you're talking a lot more.
I know, because it's
sorry,
not,
what?
It's WoW, it's not quite as involving as a shooter.
Or an RTS that I'm playing.
Anyway,
oh my god, crap, I'm screwed.
I'll give Vice City Stories for PSP, and I'll give it a 9.5. It's
ooh,
fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
Aren't PSP games like $40?
This one's $29.99 right now.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
You mean $30?
Yeah, $30.
Might
yeah,
as well just say it, because it's going to cost that much. The only reason they do that is to make people think that it's $29.
Yeah, or that when they see the two, they think it's a lot lower than, like, $30. Like, if
yeah,
you see
they're
30,
like,
you're
oh,
like, oh, that might
it's $30. No, it's not. It's $29.99. That's a steal. Or $29.89 or whatever it is, for, or $88.
Dude, I'll fix that for you for $499.00.
I know it's a ripoff, but I'll pay for the convenience.
Oh, God. Dave, you're perfect. He actually knew what I was talking about.
Dude.
What? What are you
Futurama.
Talking about?
Futurama, dude.
Hermes is like, you'll have to dispose of that or bribe me. Either way, it'll cost $500.
$100 and Bender's
and
like,
then Bender's like, I'll get rid of that for you for $499.00. He's like, I know it's a ripoff, but I'll pay for the convenience.
That's amazing that Dave is the only one who knew that.
Wow.
That guys are cool.
I guess I wasn't paying attention during that episode.
I wasn't really paying attention. You're
it's
not
the one with the glowing nose.
Boy, are you?
No, I like Futurama. I just wasn't paying attention.
I love Futurama.
I like South Park.
That's
better.
That's one of my favorite shows. Yeah, South Park's better, but like
South
Futurama,
like the best.
They totally killed it because they put it in a terrible time slot when it first came out on Fox, and then Fox canceled it, and then, but now they're not going to make any more episodes for a while.
No, dude, they're making some soon.
What?
Really?
The new
they say
they're
that,
making,
but
they're,
they
no,
say
they're
that.
Making a new season though.
I know,
like,
but
oh,
I want, but I, don't, I haven't seen anything else about it since they just announced it. So, I don't know.
Well,
but you know that this, like, one guy plays almost every single part on the show? Like,
yeah, dude.
Ones? He plays like Fry, Bender, Hermes.
Dude, Fry is awesome.
Fry's my best friend.
Dude, there's always like one dumb guy in all those shows. Like Family Guy, South Park,
Peter.
Futurama.
Peter.
And Seinfeld. Seinfeld.
If I was back, could I do this
show
with a hula hoop?
Alright, dude. Alright, so in South Park, the idiot is Cartman. In Futurama.
No, dude, he's a genius.
Okay, whatever.
Evil genius.
He's a funny one. And then there's,
That's
then
true.
In Futurama, it's Fry. And then in Seinfeld, it's Kramer. And then in that 70s show, it's Kelso. And then in Family Guy, it's Peter. It's crazy.
So, Dave,
oh my God,
do you want to do your review now?
Oh, man, don't even get me started again.
I will not encroach upon.
My mood is actually picking up.
I know. So, Nick, you want to do your review, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am? That's
yeah, you're
insulting.
No. I'm not going to leave because, you know, I'm better than that.
Plus, you better not
leave.
Oh,
you're funny.
You're the one recording this.
Teak,
you're
so funny.
Okay, so, go.
Alright, well, I reviewed Dynasty Warriors 5. Now, this game is pretty old. I think it came out in, like, 2004, didn't it? I don't remember. I just remember going to the store and picking it up. Like, oh, are the new games out? All right. So I went there and picked it up. It's just like, if you've never played Dynasty Warriors games, basically all you do...
Hack and slash.
You're like, yeah, it's fun, though. Oh, man.
I've played it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You just zoom through. You just kill tons of people. That's about it.
Oh, it's fun. And I'm like... And, like, I'm just like, oh, you're just killing people left and right, and you bust out the whatever the hell it is, like Mushu or Muzuo or whatever the hell you want to
call
really
it. The really strong guy?
Yeah. No. Like, the O, when you hit O. The
oh,
Muzu,
yeah.
Or I don't even know how to say it. I'm going to butcher it, so.
You already did, man. You already did.
I just call it Mushu because it's easier. So, like, you basically, it's... It's like in ancient China, and there's like three main factions. It's like the Wu, the Shu, and the Wei, and then you can like be like all these different campaigns.
Wang?
So, no, the Wei. Wei. And it's like just a fun game to play. Like, if you're like kind of mad too, you can just like, you know, go play and just beat the shit out of guys. It's so much fun.
God of War is good for that too.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm gonna have to borrow that. It's really fun. I mean, I don't know. Has anyone else played it here?
Mm-hmm.
I played it at your house once.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you did. I used to play it all the time. Anyways, in Dynasty Warriors 5, like the stories are like so much better, and like they introduced some new characters and everything. It actually is like based off Romance of the Three Kingdoms. There's like a bunch of books about it too. I actually have one, but I've been trying to read it, but I just don't have time to read anymore. Too many games to play.
Dude, I love reading.
If I could read at work like you, I would.
Me? Oh yeah, I can read a lot.
Yeah.
And I can like eat at work too, and I don't care.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get a break.
Well,
but I don't get a lunch break, so.
Can you sit down?
Unless the manager comes in, then yeah.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
Like, there's like this stool there, and you can sit on the counter and stuff. But he might get pissed off. He'll be like, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" And I'll just be like, "Bye."
No, yeah, but anyways, back to the review. It's like, I don't know. It's a fun game. The one problem I have with it right now is just my own fault, because I scratched the CD, so every time, like, the commanders, like, always say stuff like, strike them down, or something, you know, something stupid, and every time it does that, it freezes, and then it starts back up, but it's just really annoying to play, so I don't play anymore, unfortunately. It sucks.
It sucks.
So, basically, I'm going to give this game 9.5 out of 10.
9.5.
Nice.
I know, it's a really good game. Like, I don't know why I like it so much. Some people didn't like it very much, but I loved it.
Okay, who's next? Me. All
right.
Okay, whatever. I don't care. I'm definitely.
Okay, now Nick, don't get all freaked out.
Dude, I'm pissed. I don't know why I'm pissed today, but I just am. Sorry.
Have a rough day at school?
Oh, not really. I don't know. It was just,
man, that test was hard in chemistry.
Oh, I thought it was so easy. Dude, I failed it.
I completely failed it.
I did really good on that. I don't know.
Anyways, okay, so
then again, I'm smart.
Let's move along.
But I'm no Indian. I'm no Indian.
Yeah, I get 100.
I'm no Indian. Chemistry. That is a good quote. I'm going to use that quote.
I'm no Indian.
We can't all be thrall. <We're good.
laughs> All right. What are you reviewing, dude?
Whoa.
Coward.
Huh. Me, I'm
review.
Going?
Yeah,
oh,
going.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, we're waiting for you to go. You're like,
I am reviewing. I'm reviewing. Okay.
I'm Mike.
And I'm a crackaholic. I'm reviewing Warcraft 3. Oh, my God. Just shut
dude,
up.
Fun game. Dude, that's a fun game.
I'm reviewing Warcraft 3.
That's a bar, though.
This is basically an RTS game, only it's... It's more strategic than some of the RTS games. Because, like, you know how... Strategic. Shut up.
You know how,
like, in some of the other RTS games where, like, you have, like, huge hordes of guys and stuff? This one, you can't really have those big groups. Max people that you can have out at once is, like, 100.
The food limit is 90.
Yeah, 90. And, but it's... So it requires a lot more strategy. But
yeah,
I think it's fun because it has a lot of RPG elements. The cutscenes, the CGI cutscenes are the best of its time. They still look great.
Yeah.
Dude, they're still better than some of the crap out there.
Well, it's just like freaking Blizzard.
It's amazing.
It's Blizzard. Obviously, it's awesome.
It's amazing. And the story is so good that you're just like, OMFG.
Dude, I you know what? I didn't even when
so
I played
generous.
That game, I always stuff. Just played it online.
I don't know, I'm actually playing through the story right now. But,
I should do that sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, let me put it this way. If you like RTSs, you're going to love this game. If you don't like RTSs, this will probably get you to like RTSs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. Even if you suck at it, you can just... it's not that hard. I mean, I don't know. But
just play it on easy mode.
It's great. And I want to give it a 10, but I can't because it's not perfect.
Well, dude, have you played online, Gower?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it online.
It's so great. And then there's the expansion.
Frozen Throne.
Then there's the expansion Frozen Throne. I think most expansions would just give you some new maps, maybe a few new missions. This is like
the same
length as Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
So you're basically playing the game over with whole new missions and everything. And like,
yeah, it's really cool.
And always at the end of the game, there's always this huge ass mission. Where there's like at least 6 different parties and a huge map, just battling each other. It's great.
How close are you to beat that thing?
The first game, Warcraft 3, not the expansion. I'm on the Orc campaign. So once I finish, I'm almost done with that. Then I'll have to do the Night Elf one, and then I'm done.
Is that the original?
Yeah, the not the expansion. And I've never played Warcraft 1 or 2, but I heard those are okay.
Ooh, dude, I played 2. I used to play 2
like
all the time.
You can't find those anymore. Like,
It's hard. They're hard to find.
I still got a copy of 2 if you guys want to borrow it.
Dude.
I might want to.
Hook a brother up.
But 1 is impossible to find because it's like for DOS.
Yeah. It's, well, like, Warcraft 2, and Warcraft 2, like, Tides of Chaos or whatever.
Yeah.
I used to just, I don't know, like... You can make your own maps and stuff. I'd make, like, the designed maps, and then I'd always cheat, of course, but it's awesome.
Well, okay. Let me put it this way. This game has unlimited, you know, like, fun. I mean, it's so long, and then you can play online, and it's really what made put Blizzard on the map.
No.
What's StarCraft?
StarCraft.
I thought Warcraft 3 was before it. Never mind, StarCraft then.
No, StarCraft was like Warcraft days, dude.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, my bad. But
yeah.
My bad.
You know, I tell you what game put Blizzard on the map. World of Warcraft.
Duh. Anyways, I actually am going to give this one a 10. I'd say it's well worth the money that you can buy for the battle chest.
How much is the battle chest now? Like $30 or something?
I think it's $40.
It's like 35 or 40.
That's so perfect. It's a perfect. So you get, if you get the battle chest, you get the original game, you get the expansion, you get the two strategy guides.
Okay, all right.
All the stuff.
I tell you, I can tell you something that's wrong right now.
Amazing.
Well, see, a 10 means that there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm giving it a 10 because I think that there's nothing wrong with it. There may be a few minor flaws.
Listen to me, Gower.
Okay, what's your...
Okay, well, like online, when you want to do like a 4v4, it'll like automatically match you up, you know? Well,
yeah.
There's like certain numbers that you get for the level that you are.
Yeah.
And you start off at 1, you know? Well, it'll match you up. Like, a team will be like a 21, a 23, a 9, and a 10 versus like a 1, a 3, a 4, and a 9 or something. So you'll be like totally just get destroyed. Like, it's not very good matching up.
Yeah, but then again... I guess, I don't know, I've never really noticed anything like that. I haven't really been paying attention, I just fight. But, I don't know. Fine, the 9.9, okay. But I'm giving it a 10. I'm giving it a 10.
I never said you couldn't give it a 10.
I mean, Fatigue's trying to argue that it has to be so perfect that there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, if you think nothing's wrong with it, give it a 10.
Yeah, you could give it a 10 if you
think... I think nothing's wrong with it. I think it's perfect. It's free online. Which, BattleNet is kick-ass. BattleNet is kick-ass, dude. That's the best invention ever.
It's a definitely game. Good game.
GG. So, we need to start reviewing some shitty games, too, because it'll make it more funny.
Yeah. I reviewed a crappy game last week.
Yeah, me what too. Are you reviewing this time?
Not last week.
This week,
the week before that. Alright, Dave, review. Go.
Okay, Supreme Commander.
Wait, what'd you give by shitty?
9.5.
Okay. And I gave Dynasty Warriors 5, 9.5.
59.5? What?
Yeah, 55.95.
Okay, anyway. Supreme Commander for the PC.
Anyways.
This is a new real-time strategy
game. Demo?
Off File Planet.
Oh, okay.
It's a really big download, though.
Yeah, you're gonna have to link
me. Alright, well, I'm going to download it overnight, but you're going to have to give me a link later, alright?
Work on it. Okay. It is a first real-time strategy game.
You were going to say first-person shooter, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, let's see. It's kind of set in the future. There's three factions that you can play through the campaign. I don't really like the campaign, just because you don't get the good units right away.
Cheater.
Well, I play the skirmish.
Well, screw your mish.
Okay, if you're going to get this game, I haven't been able to play online because that doesn't come with the demo, but if you get this game, it's going to mainly be for skirmish and, online, because the story isn't that great, and,
Oh my god! He killed Thrall.
Okay, dude.
And it's really, I finally played the demo, story,
yeah.
For the first time, yesterday, and I got bored so fast, it was pathetic.
Oh, well, that sucks.
But the, I generally do not like RTSs, like Warcraft 3, I really didn't get into, and just skipped through to watch the CGI. But,
you're insane.
All your base are belong to us. Or me, whatever. But anyway, the skirmishes are fun, just because you can, there's, shield generators and these, Uber things that you can make eventually. It's a fun game. Let's see.
God, I want to download the frickin' finish.
What else to say? Yeah. I'm really bad at this reviewing thing.
Maybe you should write one up first.
Yeah, well, Pratik asks,
I know, he asked, one day before we're supposed to do it. He's like,
no, dude, he asked,
yeah, probably,
10 minutes
before.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you guys could tell me before.
Well, you didn't ask.
Oh, yeah. Gotta ask. Ask right after we're done.
Since
I'll tell you what I'm gonna review.
All the mistakes are my fault.
Yep.
What did I ever do to deserve it? Oh, I gotta shake my controller to get the fire off.
Right. Well, anyways.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, but that was just what the hell. Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Oh my god. No. Okay, anyway, I'll give it a 8 because the campaign's not that great and I haven't tried online, so.
Well,
GameSpot, just so you know, GameSpot gave it an 8.5.
Yeah.
Which is respectable.
Ooh.
You know what game I want to try? Civilization.
Oh, dude, I got Civilization 2. That game's awesome.
Civilization 2?
Yeah.
I want to try 4.
Dude.
The new one. Hey, you know who narrates those? You know who narrates number 4? Spock.
Who?
Spock.
Wow.
Are you serious, dude?
Leonard Nimoy, I guess. But, yeah, Spock.
Spock.
Spocker.
Yep. It's pretty awesome. Yep. So, how about them bears?
Oh, my God. Okay, are we done with reviews, then?
I'm done.
I believe so.
Okay, so I guess we'll go on to news now. And, big news is Ocarina of Time hits Virtual Console.
It's about
how much is
time.
It?
It's the same as all any of us.
$10.
Is it $10?
No.
Like Grip Shift.
Man, I got so many games I'm gonna buy in it. What controller do you use? The GameCube?
GameCube or Classic or whatever you want.
Yeah, but I gave you a GameCube controller though, didn't I? How's Animal Crossing?
Dude, I've played it just like a little bit, but it's a fun ass game. I love Animal Crossing.
You guys like Animal Crossing?
Yeah, I bought it.
My little 8-year-old cousin has that for DS.
Yeah, so?
Okay, well, I have...
Who cares how old you are?
Dude,
yep. I hate thing, people. I hated people that called the GameCube like a kiddie system just because
it is.
It's like purple. It is. Dude, there were so many...
Dude, there's
in the face.
Nintendo has always been known for having
games geared
towards little kids. That's
they're
what
not,
I'm saying.
They're not geared.
I'm not saying that
it's not,
little kids play it. It's not just for little kids. Old people play it too.
Well, like what Pratik said, oh my god, my little brother plays that. That doesn't mean that it's retarded.
You sounded just like an Indian there.
I did.
What the
hell?
Do I have an accent?
No, you don't.
Yes.
I try not to.
No, you don't. I just like saying yes, because it's funny.
Okay, fine. Well, anyways, since I'm being... Everybody seems to hate me this episode.
I'm just kidding, Pratik. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of hate.
I love my mommy. What's it from? Who says it?
Futurama. The little card.
Bender.
The little card.
I love my mommy.
Yep. I love my mommy.
It's Wolf. Deal with it.
Yeah.
This concept
of Wolf. Wolf confuses and infuriates us.
Oh, I remember that.
Then who says it, Pratik?
I said, were those green alien guys from that one planet?
Omicron for CIA.
Yeah,
Omicron for
CIA. It's the king. I can't remember.
Girls
his name.
Are for Omicron for CIA 9.
Lure.
Boys are for Omicron for CIA 7.
It's Lure.
It's true what they say. Girls are from Omicron per CI 9.
And guys
males
are
from Omicron per CI 6.
7.
No, he says 6.
Really?
No, I'm pretty sure it's 6.
Seven. I'm pretty sure they say one on either side of the...
Yeah. Because...
Yeah, then
7, 8,
okay, who
9.
Cares? It's not a Futurama.
Do you get it? Do you get
hey,
it?
Hey, did you know? Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
I don't know. Not funny.
Well, then why'd you laugh?
Yeah.
Could you not
enter
tell
command?
If they laugh?
Giggle.
Commencing giggle. Giggle.
Giggle.
We're gonna move on to other news, okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh my god,
this corpse run takes forever.
Pork rinds.
Hey, Gower, never die in a Ravenswood. In a northwest Blade's Edge.
Yeah, you can tell them
later.
Oh,
yeah, because it's like an 18-minute...
No, Pratik, keep moving.
Spear
I don't know about 18 minutes.
I'm trying
Well, it's pretty long.
Well, if you know
you guys,
how to
come
get
on.
There faster. Okay.
You guys, come on.
Are you done? Okay.
Yep, I'm done talking about WoW. Well,
you guys should do the Iron Wall playing then. if you guys want to talk about
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while, Nick.
I know, dude. I just
shut up. So boring. Anyway. Dude. We got like no subscribers. Everyone hates us.
That's okay, because we don't do them anymore.
Okay,
this,
no one
this
even likes us when we did do them. This cast is so much better.
This cast is funner to do.
That's true.
Well, that's because
just
because
critiques
limited,
here.
You're not limited to one topic, anyways.
Yeah.
It's longer.
Then I can sit there and be like, Gower, you suck.
Anyways, fine.
Nick, you don't hate me. You know it.
I love
you,
my car.
I'm continuing anyways.
I love my mommy.
In other news,
hey, shut up.
We sells 435,503 units in the U.S. in
that's
5 weeks.
That's a very specific number.
Yeah. Beating the
dude,
three, it beats the 360s.
And the PS2.
Two, yeah, 294.
The PS3 almost,
PS3's
almost sold as many as the 360, so that tells you something.
Guess something's good. Oh, yeah,
that its launch is just about as bad as the 360s was.
Yep.
So,
anyways,
basically, the PS3 can only get better.
PS2 sold more than
the 360. Well, it could get worse. I mean, it's worse in Europe.
Oh my god,
they're so. Did you hear about that? Did you hear what they're
going
to do?
They're replacing the PS2 chip with software.
Why?
Because they're retarded.
We went over this already. They wanna save like $27.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
You were taking
Obviously.
Place in the conversation, Nick.
Yeah,
I know, but
here.
I wasn't. I really wasn't paying attention.
I want my mommy.
Okay.
Look where I started.
Anyways, PS2 is selling more than 360 and PS3.
In the first
combined.
5 weeks. Or
yeah.
Total.
Yeah, total. Not combined. Combined. Well, anyways, PS2's doing well, even well over a year after the 360 came out. It still sells more than it does every month. For some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
More people. Yeah, it's because they're $130.
There's that. Anyways, I don't have any more news. And, anyways,
fresh out of news.
Well, I couldn't find anything interesting for news.
MotorStorm.
Yeah, MotorStorm 1 week. God of War 2 weeks.
Oh, really? That early? I thought it was going to be later.
Isn't that a mature game?
Man,
yeah,
I can't buy it.
I can.
Shut up, Dave. I have a job.
I get my brother to do it for me.
Or I could
buy
it.
Yeah, I have plenty of friends that are 17.
I know. It's not exactly hard at this age to find someone who's 17.
Yeah, it's
pretty because we're all youngins. Gara, when you turn 17. Oh, tell me later.
May?
You can't tell your birthday on the podcast.
I know.
Well,
yes,
you could. You could also
later.
State your social security number, your mother's maiden name.
Yeah, you could state anything.
Well,
you want.
I went into work to pick up my check, and they're like, what's your name? Nick Anderson. They're like, how many hours have you put in? I'm like, I don't know. They're like asking me all these questions, and then this chick who's like really cool works there is like, she's like, what are you gonna ask him next? His social security number? Ha 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 ha! It was funny.
What would have been funny if they
point,
did like
point,
yeah, what's up? What's your social security number? That would have been hilarious.
And then I tell them, and they walk away. Give me your credit card.
What's your credit card number, social security card number, mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
And passwords for your World of Warcraft account.
Yeah, that too.
I'm sharding all your purples.
I'm in your account, sharding your purples.
You guys have closing thoughts?
Dude, who comes
nope.
after me?
Yeah, we really need
Well, it was a good show. I'm sorry for being pissy.
God,
okay,
yeah, you really were.
Yeah, you really were. You're starting to worry us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
dude, you almost got me to cry.
Next episode, I'm going to try to have sales numbers up, like the actual deal, not just quick figures.
And let's actually write some show notes, because those last ones are kind of skimpy.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, you keep telling them that, and then I'm supposed to do it, but I never do.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it. The one job you have is...
My job is to bring beautiful insight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, run.
Okay, anyways, see you guys next week.
See y'all.
Let you go now, okay? And goodbye.